This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Big day here at the Big K.
Is it ever?
Larry Richard with Michael Bartley joining me in studio. He's preparing to give us a preview starting at 9 o'clock of our Democratic mayoral primary debate between incumbent Ed Gainey and Cory O'Connor, the challenger.
This is big. This is very big. So at 9 o'clock, this studio we're in, we have to get you out of here so they can modify it a little bit to get the candidates in. So that we have, because our live streaming, as you know, is very popular. And people all around the country watch our live streaming on the Big K Morning Show and throughout the day.
It's a super, I'll tell you what, technologically advanced.
Oh, it's huge. It's like you might as well be watching TV at home. But guess what? So I have to do, I'll be in that smaller studio over there. My guest will be John Delano at 9 o'clock, and we're going to preview you and Lenny are hosting, Ed Gainey, Cory O'Connor. This is going to be big. This has, and John and I are going to be talking about the fact that this election between these two,
right?
It's gotten personal. It's gotten rough. There's no question about it, but it has national implications, and the national media are now covering this, Larry. And the one story is the NBC News story. And I believe this is the last debate, I think.
They aired one last night on Channel 19, which is KDK Plus.
Yeah.
I watched that.
Yeah. And I miss that. But they, you know, they tape those during the day.
Correct.
This debate.
Live.
Here we go. This is why the last one's live. It's an hour long. Was last night's a half hour?
No, it was a full hour.
Oh, it was a full hour? Okay. So, but listen, this is a struggle between and Summer Lee, city council people talk to NBC News. This is a struggle between the ultra left progressives and the moderates. And who's going to prevail in the city of Pittsburgh? This is going to be very, very interesting because Democrats, as you know, there's been such speculation. What's the future of the Democratic Party? There's so much infighting. This is sort of a microcosm, this election, of what it is and where we're going. So, you know, you and Lenny have a big task here today.
Well, what I appreciate is we've taken input for questions from our audience.
Absolutely.
Our team here, and try to create what we believe are the most important questions that the citizens want answered. And we'll give each candidate a chance to answer those. And then hopefully you walk away and develop, if you didn't already going in, feel very strongly one way or another, maybe this will be the difference. However, to your point, in primaries, traditionally, you don't have nearly the voter turnout.
Correct.
Who can energize their support and get them to the polls on May 20th.
That's the most critical question right now. If you ask Ed Gainey and Corey O'Connor off camera this morning, off mic, what's your biggest concern? It's getting out the vote, because, you know, in a Democratic primary, which they call a family fight, or a Republican primary, which they call a family fight, the primaries, the off major elections, might not reach 30%. I think in the city of Pittsburgh, this one will, because it's garnered so much.
And that could be the case, and we'll find out. Also, on the other side, the Republicans have two candidates.
Yeah.
Tony Moreno, who was registered as a Democrat in the last mayoral race, mm-hmm. and then had enough write-in votes to qualify to change parties and be representative there. And Thomas West. What do we know about Thomas West?
Thomas West was a business owner in East Liberty. He moved his business, I guess, still in the city, but, you know, a registered Republican. He's sort of catching on a little bit. You know, Tony Moreno is more a public safety minded, as you know, as a retired police officer. Thomas West is a businessman, hoping that we can get, you know, the bottom line under control in the city of Pittsburgh. But at the end of the day, given the registration, given how we know about the city rolls, whoever wins the Republican primary, it's going to have a major uphill battle. And I'm not afraid to say that.
Well,
that's just what the reality is.
Well, the last time there was a Republican mayor in Pittsburgh, the 30s.
Yeah. And every time, you know, the margins are so wide that it's really, really difficult. Now, should we be kicking aside the Republicans here? Absolutely not. No way. There are a lot of people in the city of Pittsburgh, but you know, it's interesting about if you're a Republican in the city of Pittsburgh, a lot of Republican friends I know are registered as Democrats. And I'm like, well, why is that? And they say, so we could vote for mayor, so we could vote in the primary because right. Other than that, we don't have much control. And I'm just saying the reality, I'm not tearing down any factions here, but they say if they couldn't vote for their city council person because it's so overwhelmingly Democratic.
Yes, for those that don't know, in a primary in this state, you can only vote for your party, your registered party.
Yeah, it's not an open primary like in other states.
And if you're an independent, you have no vote in a primary.
Yeah, and they're looking at that. But Pennsylvania, we always seem to be maybe a step or two by. I think so, politically,
all right,
in terms of the machinations.
Michael Bardley with me. Can you stick around for a few minutes?
Yeah.
I want to ask you about the conclave.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh,
coming
I watched
next.
It. Yeah, I want that Filipino guy.
We got the names
all right.
For you.
We do?
The top three.
And then I want to ask Aaron about that sandwich yesterday.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.